there's only a heaven or hell. There's no in between.
Or is there? Hey guys, welcome to the Paper Show.
I'm Brendan.
And I'm Patrick.
And we've got a show for you today.
Do we?
I think so.
It'll be pretty good. We'll do as well as we can. But today we're going to talk about limbo.
Yeah.
This ties into baptism.
Limbo, limbo, limbo.
Not that one. That one's useless.
Okay.
At least for this conversation.
We'll talk about Twisters next.
All right. I wonder if that's actually something that we can bring up with.
Sometimes my jokes are stupid.
Yeah, they are. Actually, like 98% of the time, but that's okay.
Shut up, Pat. Anyway, what is limbo, Pat?
All right, limbo.
You were doing some research on this?
I was, yes. So,
in this nice little book
here. Nice new book the church teaches. This is also a very good book to read from, not just a catechism.
How many books have you gotten this summer?
Like 4? Maybe 5?
Impressive.
Yeah. They're all very good books. Actually, I have there's a collection I've gotten there. I don't remember what it's called. But there's a collection of 4 books, and it's actually really good. I'll bring it up next time, maybe.
Oh, the Father Lowe?
Yeah, is it Father Lowe?
Yeah. I think it's like moral theology or something like that. Yeah, I forget the title.
There's apologetics and chief truths of the faith.
Yeah, apologetics and Catholic doctrine, I think it is.
Yeah, and there's another one with chief truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good book.
Yeah.
But let's get on with our conversation about limbo.
Limbo.
And we're going to have more of a conversation in this episode instead of just telling you from our notes.
Purely because the fact that there really isn't any doctrine.
Yeah, there isn't really anything on limbo officially from the church. Although
it's still a moral gray area.
Yeah, although in this book, as I've been reading, which is basically a summary of the teaching of the church, got the Council of Trent in here and stuff, it actually does give a pretty definitive answer.
Ooh.
Actually, or at least a very good answer as to
a good explanation for his answer.
Mm-hmm. So,
what is limbo?
Limbo is there were two limbos. For those of you who don't know, there was
the game and the place.
Maybe okay, but I'm talking about the one before Christ. There was the original limbo,
right,
which were those who actually anyone that was worthy could not get into heaven because of original sin, and Christ had not come to save everybody yet. Moses and all those people were in there. Adam and Eve were also. And when Christ came down to heaven, I mean, not down to heaven, down to earth, and saved everyone, those people were freed. Basically, baptism, Christ came down, and through his sacrifice, it was basically kind of like a baptism for those people, wiping away their original sin and allowing them into heaven. And then also there's now this other limbo that the church has ideas about that say that children who are not baptized, who die before they are baptized. Now, of course, this doesn't mean the children of them through baptism of desire. If a mother or father desires to have them baptized and the child dies before that happens, they can go to heaven. But this is for children who are not in that case and die before or in any way of any form of baptism to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go to heaven, but they go to limbo, which is a place of perfect happiness, but they don't get to see God.
So definitely different from the idea of purgatory, which is a cleansing area.
Yes, it's not a cleansing area.
It's very different.
Yes, it's a no pain or anything. You're happy for eternity, but not as happy as those who are in heaven because they don't get to see the vision of God. It's what
in
the
other
idea
words,
of limbo is.
For people who are who have all the prerequisites except baptism.
Kind of.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Like in the limbo before Jesus, before Christ mm-hmm. came down and opened the gates of heaven up to general
specifically
use.
for children. Because
well,
then when you
in
get
modern,
to when you get to well yeah, back in the original
back
limbo,
the
yes.
Original
yes.
Limbo.
But in the new limbo.
Mm-hmm.
After you've passed the age of consent and, you know, age of knowledge, it doesn't really count for you. That's where the teaching of, you know, without baptism, this is the teaching of without, you know, being baptized in the church, you cannot go to, you know, go mm-hmm. to heaven. That is
mm-hmm.
fact. That is already there. This can't be changed. That does include children, but that doesn't mean that they go to hell. See, it's quite interesting. So obviously, if you are old enough to, you know, figure out that there's baptism and the church exists, you are obligated to become baptized.
That means you still have to be exposed to the idea of baptism. It means that you have to still be in a position to be exposed to baptism.
There's that, yes. But in that case, there would be a desire for baptism. This wouldn't be limbo.
Okay.
This would be a desire, you know, if you're trying to figure out stuff, although you have not been given the tools, you know, to see it, that would be baptism with desire or blood. If you're not trying at all, and, you know, the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches about this actually quite well. So you should go in there and read that. It would be in baptism, I believe, in that section. But limbo really only pertains to children. Infants who have died before baptism, and there was no desire for them to be baptized. So that's what limbo basically is for.
Right, right. And that's still really interesting, because with that, the case of the previous type of limbo, those they were all adults in there.
Yes, yes, but it was a little different due to the fact that there was no way to get into heaven at the time. Christ hadn't come yet, but now there's baptism through Christ. The sacrament of baptism, which everyone is saved. It says right here in this book about this too, which is actually quite interesting. Before Christ, you know, there was no way of being baptized and getting into heaven. You have that limbo where you're not allowed to be in heaven until Christ comes and saves everybody and opens the gates. That's where that teaching is coming from.
So this is, and then this would definitely be different from, say, someone who does not have access to baptism, say, in sub-Saharan Africa or some remote
country.
Yes, limbo
would be different than that. That's something, if you're not a child who dies without a desire of baptism, I do not believe it accounts for you.
That we know of.
Yes. That would be something where the church does teach actually. It's different from limbo. It's still the same kind of thing of baptism or not baptism, except if you don't know anything about the church, it has requirements of you are at least trying to, you know that there's a greater being, a greater...
You know that there is a perfect place, and you are actively trying to get to that
perfect
place.
You're actually trying to become better and, you know, try to be something that would reflect that.
In other words, it's still a very rare
circumstance. Still very rare, yes.
But a possible circumstance for those who are beyond the reach of the church.
Yes.
At the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that there's...
To my knowledge. This is to the extent that I know.
Yeah. Because, again, this is a very moral, a very dogmatic gray area.
It is. It is pretty much. There's at least from what I've been reading, it actually is fairly set down. It was at least with a good explanation for the answer. Although there is much separation in the church about this, so let's get to the two different sides. There's one side of people. Do I know how many? No, I don't know. That believe in limbo. That say limbo, you know, has to exist. There are other people who, well, there are three. I guess you can have three, but you know, then there are people who just, you know, don't care too much or like. Either way, I'm not sure. But then there are the people who say children, you know, are innocent beings, which is true. And it's up to God's mercy to save them. The church also says that. and those children should be, actually do get to heaven, straight to heaven. They don't, you know, have any problems with that. And the church does also teach, you know, it's up to the mercy of God for
absolutely.
Those cases as well.
That's right, even if limbo exists.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. It's right all the time for anything. But those are the main two different sides. Those who believe that innocent children should go straight to heaven, and then there are those who believe that they should go to limbo, not hell.
Thankfully, that isn't a side that you can choose.
What?
That they just go to hell.
Oh yeah, no. That's,
so thankfully, that's
if you.
I would not be. That would not be good if that was a decision.
You know, to me, I'm more on the side of limbo. Because of original sin, right?
Precisely. That's why. That's
the whole.
That's exactly why the original limbo existed. Because of
original
sin.
Exactly.
They had the original sin, so they couldn't get into heaven.
Yes, as I was reading in the church, what the church teaches, it says the difference between, you know, original sin and actual sin.
Mm-hmm.
Original sin was not consensual, right? You're born with original sin. There's actual sin, which is things that you consent to. You do things in your normal life of and whatever the sins are. And those are sins that, of course, are your fault. And the difference between these two are, with original sin, what it does, it doesn't send you to hell. It takes away your ability to, for the vision of God, you lose the vision of God. That's what original sin does, as taught in this book here.
Right, right.
Actual sin damns you to hell. Not original sin is what it's taught. So that's quite interesting. It's a very...
original sin is just taking you out of the garden.
Yeah, you're not allowed to be in heaven.
Yes.
See, so, and that's pretty important.
Yeah.
And according to, that teaching is, it doesn't make sense, at least to me, that children should go to heaven. Now, I'm not saying that I don't want children.
Absolutely.
In this case, we're talking specifically in these cases here, to go to heaven. It doesn't make too much sense then. It kind of flips the teachings around and kind of, you know, tangles it up because that won't make sense with something else that's taught. As it says here, you can't go to heaven with original sin on your soul.
Yeah, and again, these are with very specific circumstances.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
You know, absolutely, if there's a desire for the baby to be baptized and the baby dies, obviously,
it's baptism by
desire and having no other
sins
logically, still up to God, of course,
mm-hmm.
they would be in heaven. But
in these certain circumstances, it won't make sense. I've been reading a lot of this stuff on baptism, church stuff, you know. I've been going through Our Lady of the Sacred Academy my entire life, and all these catechism stuff say, I've seen nowhere else where it doesn't say this, without baptism or with original sin, you cannot get into heaven. Original sin stops you from getting to heaven. We screwed up with Adam and Eve, and we lost that right to see God.
Mm-hmm.
So, saying that, although I would like it, it would be very nice. Saying that children, you know, innocent children, which is true, and it is up to the mercy of God, of course, go to heaven doesn't make sense to me, right? And I'm not saying all the people definitely. Who believe that
see,
are,
I
like,
see,
wrong.
I can see the logic behind that.
I'm just trying to get this kind of logic through. It's like, okay, if it's always taught, you know, original sin, all humans have original sin when they're born, you lose that vision of God. You can't enter heaven. That's what is taught.
I absolutely understand that, and that makes a lot of sense. But mm-hmm. here's my question. With the original limbo that the early Jewish fathers such as Moses and David mm-hmm. and such were said to be in, there was a way out through Christ opening that door for them.
Yes, that was when the sacrament of baptism was instituted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a similar circumstance for those children?
From everything that I've been reading, it does not seem it's different than that limbo. The limbos are
in that
still
there's no
different.
There's no way out.
Like those
in that
people,
there's now a permanent, because even purgatory, that's not a permanent thing.
No, of course not. No, of course not.
There's still only
now,
two
I'm not
choices,
saying
heaven
that,
or hell.
I'm not saying that limbo is an actual thing.
No, absolutely.
I'm not saying either side is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just stating that according to teaching, this is how this logic would kind of flow into, right? Now, with that other old original limbo, it freed those people who, you know, just had original sin but were obviously, you know, not guilty of all those, or at least were repented of all those sins, actual sins that they had.
Because then, logically speaking,
mm-hmm.
there would be a similar way for those souls to enter into heaven.
There's a possibility of that. I don't know. That's why this is a gray area. We don't know everything about this.
And here's my hypothesis, I would say. Because you still have to have only two choices, only two end results, heaven or hell. Purgatory is only temporary. That previous limbo was only temporary. Assumedly, this limbo would also abide by those rules in that it's a temporary place for souls.
I think
until they can receive baptism, which in their case their only hope for baptism would be the second coming.
Now, that's what I was thinking. Maybe in that case, it might be that they have to wait till the second coming,
mm-hmm.
and then they are allowed into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting to read more about if they have anything.
That was how Moses and all the other early patriarchs of Judaism got into heaven by the first coming of Christ.
Yep.
So logically, then, the second coming would be.
Yeah, yeah.
That would make sense. Would be the solution for their quandary.
Yeah, I would actually. That actually would be quite nice. I think that would make a lot of sense.
Because in my mind, it just doesn't make any sense. Okay, end of the world. Everything is all.
And then limbo just exists, right? Yeah, exactly.
What?
It's like then they're just there forever.
It's like you have an inbox and an outbox, and then just you go home at the end of the workday, and you just still have a pile of crap on your desk.
Yeah, so this is that doesn't make sense. A big gray area in the church.
Yeah,
because it's not anywhere set in stone as to what this is. Although with these explanations that I've been reading, limbo seems more like it would be a thing.
It seems like a very definite possibility.
Yeah, because based on all the teachings and everything that's taught, it wouldn't make sense that they just go straight to heaven, right?
Or go straight to hell.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course not go straight to hell. I wouldn't think they would go to hell.
Yeah,
because they're innocent children. But that they would go straight to heaven, then it kind of gets rid of the, you don't really have to be baptized as a child then. It completely gets rid of that.
It gets rid of the theological
need for
baptism.
Infant baptism.
Yeah.
At least infant baptism.
Yeah.
Because then there's actual sins that come with the age of consent, which is, I think, generally around 7. Right. At least in the traditional.
Yeah.
But limbo, if the going straight to heaven thing was what happened, then it would get rid of that. It wouldn't make any sense. So that would, confliction of teaching, which is not good in any way. So limbo is a good idea, actually.
What is the Protestant view on this?
I don't really know. I would think, obviously I haven't read too much on the Protestant view, but it's very possible that they might just think, they go straight to heaven.
Or hell, depending on the sect.
It would depend on the sect, probably, yeah. Because there might be some crazy ones out there that think, original sin can't get to heaven, they must go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Right? See, I don't know that. I don't know. I'm not a theologian here.
Yeah.
I've only read, not much on limbo. There's not really much to read. There's very little to read, but it's very interesting.
Because, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of this explanation and theory has come about recently about
No,
limbo.
I think it's been here for quite a long time. I'd have to go
well,
and find
within,
out
within
when
the
it
last
in.
Within the last 500 years, I think.
Oh well, yeah, there we go. We're talking about 500 years, sure.
We're talking about the entire history of the church. That's 2,000 years, Pat.
All right, I got you.
Within the last quarter of
recently.
I'm, of course, I'm not saying recently, but I'm
no, okay. I understand.
Within technical early modern history.
Now, see, it would also be nice to figure that some of that stuff out beforehand, before they thought of this idea.
Because I know a lot of circumstances for the clarification of doctrine is due to a challenging of a presumed doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I would guess that it's just generally assumed beforehand, just one way or the other. They're either going straight to heaven or there's a limbo or there's whatever they thought before this has been clarified or before this gray area has been dug up. But I'm wondering what caused that need for clarification.
That would be nice to.
It might have been the Protestant Revolution.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know enough about
food
this.
For thought. I've just noticed that I've looked at the camera very little this episode.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm pretty interesting, aren't I?
it's that shirt. I know. It's that shirt.
It's a great shirt.
It's not a bad shirt.
I like this shirt. I don't know whose it is.
Just stole it from
someone.
It might
be Paul's. Who knows?
Oh, okay.
But, limbo is a very interesting idea.
Yeah.
And it's very important, as it says in here, which is also probably everywhere else in the teachings, that the difference between original sin and actual sin. Because that plays a pretty big role, actually. Because original sin, as it said, you just lose the vision of God. You don't go to hell. That's not what it says, at least. Actual sin is what can damn you to hell. Mm-hmm. Your actions on earth damn you, not your unconsensual sin.
Right.
So, and that's really where, limbo is very hard to talk about because
It's a big mind bender, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I thought that idea about the second coming was quite
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that does.
In my head, it does, at least.
Because as far as we know, there only are two, you go to heaven or hell in the end, right?
In fact, I think that should be, we should bring that up to our pastor.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
We'll bring that up to canon.
Mm-hmm. I hope he can give us a good information on that.
Watch Canon Coggeshall just be like, mind equals blown. One last interesting, or one last note before we leave off. This example of limbo and how much of a gray area it is, and how much fundamental it is to understanding, or even practical it is to understanding life on Earth. You know, where does if a baby dies before baptism, where does it go? You know,
mm-hmm.
that type of question. That question and this response of limbo is one of the reasons why you can't just take the Catholic faith sitting down. You can't just twiddle your thumbs and hope to be a good person. You know, just mind your own business in the pews, reading the readings and listening to the Gospels and listening to the lectures and having communion. You got to actually actively research and actively think about the faith.
Yeah, you can't just read a certain thing and be, oh, okay. You have to think about it. Think about what it's talking about.
You can't just press all the buttons and hope to end up in heaven. You actually got to think about it, and you actually got to have some serious thoughts about it.
You don't need to know everything about it, like we've said before, about the faith of everything that is
dogmatically taught. You don't have to be a doctor of moral theology. But you got to actively think about your faith.
Yes.
You got to actively think about your relationship with God's with your relation. I cannot talk today. Your relationship with God and how the rest of mankind relates to God and how to fix it and make it better.
Yeah. This has
been an interesting discussion with the papists.
Yes. Maybe we can come back to it at some time.
When we read a bit more, yeah.
Yeah.
Because this isn't the first time we've talked about it. We've talked about it a little bit before during one of our... on YouTube, at least.
Before YouTube.
YouTube, on one of our Instagram live streams, we've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
That's way back in March.
Way back in March.
way back in March. Way back in March of 2018.
Because we're so old. Such an old channel, aren't we?
Wow. Sarcasm. So I think that will end us off.
Yeah, yeah.
So make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. Press the bell icon so that you get all the notifications for when we do all sorts of awesome stuff.
Maybe movie reviews at some point.
Ooh,
we might
yes.
try to do that.
Yes.
We also have another playlist up now.
Yep.
Morality with Pat. Nice, brief videos.
Pat's a special person.
Oh, yeah. I hope
in many ways, you're a special person, Pat. Some of them...
Not the greatest.
Yeah. Same thing with me.
That playlist is really just a brief...
Yes.
Brief on each of these little things that I'm going to go over in morality. So.
Now, make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. Press the bell icon. I was trying to end the video, Pat.
I'm sorry.
Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. Press the bell icon so that you can get all the notifications for when we do new stuff.
Yep.
Like and follow us on Facebook.
And Instagram.
And donate to us on Patreon.
Please.
Please. All you need to do is just $5, $5 a month. All you need to do is just $5 a month, and you can either have a question featured in our video, or you can have your name mentioned in a special thanks.
Either one.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes from there. How about that? So,
this has been Limbo with the Papists.